I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is still the automatically deleted husband, still very concerned about what's happened to my wife, her business, and what's happened with Jim Cross, his business, and so forth. It does concern me. And obviously, I'm completely without any knowledge. I did do some research to find out some things. I am wondering now, because one of the sites I found that to get some information that was, you know, simple and free, I found that they still had me in Alabama. It does have your current address. It shows Jack in South Carolina. And it showed Tirzah just a few miles away. And I wonder if that's true or not. You know, because obviously, I don't know. And it did indicate that Julia has returned from Arizona back to Lexington. Again, I don't know. Because clearly the information is not reliable. But just simply a reasonable guess. It also showed that my mom is indeed 100 years old and still alive. So obviously the information is not correct. But I didn't pursue that any further at this point because it's a heartbreak. It's a heartbreak to love people. And that's not returned. I saw something else today. I'll put the link in the email. A video done by someone who apparently died in the last few weeks. Of what? I don't know. but it's called Children of the Great Reset. And I watched it. It's like, I think it was 6 minutes or so. And it just showed kids in various places around the world. A lot of these things I've seen a bunch of things like this already. But this is a compilation of a bunch of them. And, you know, that is the future. And it's horrifying. It's really horrifying. When the Bible talks about hearts turning cold, one of the things that has been demonstrated, there was a study done. you can find several documentaries have used this. There was a study done back in 70s or earlier where they would using monkeys, and they put them in different environments. Some with, you know, normal with family. Some where they had nothing. Some where the mom was substituted with a steel cage, you know, a round cage, so the monkey could have something to cling to. And some were, I think, had kind of a like a doll version of a monkey of a mom, and you could see the personality differences in the monkeys. It was a repeated study, so the evidence is pretty strong. That contact with the mom, maybe even, I don't know, breastfeeding, had something remarkable to the mentality and the character of the child. This was clearly demonstrated. And what happens when you take away the mom and the physical contact, they did ways to experiment, and they did this with other animals too. I forget what the other, but anyway, the evidence is clear. You take away the physical contact, and that cling, the touch from the mom. You turn the child violent. And I mean, it's it was profound. And that's what's going to happen with at least the peers of my kids, the younger ones and grandkids, because that's what will happen to these kids who are growing up wearing a mask. I've seen, you know, those babies in a mask and the stupid face mask thing and so forth. It's ridiculous. And what's happening with my kids? Have any of my kids ever worn a mask? If it was done by, well, wow, I have to be careful with words right now. You know, because obviously it goes back to I would absolutely refuse to put a mask on any of my kids. I would stop somebody from putting a mask on my kid, because it is cruel. It is harmful, demonstrably harmful. Apparently, I haven't checked lately, but apparently the studies, even on the CDC's website, still show masks are harmful. And it is a problem. And the isolation that's occurring to young kids is a problem. So what's happening to my kids? Obviously, they're isolated from their dad. That's not a good thing. Well, that really is for the follower of Christ especially, but you know, even in general, even the secular world acknowledges that. One other thing, I saw somebody, because obviously the farce that's going on in Washington, saw somebody, and he made a comment. He was wearing one of these anonymous masks, you know, that was popularized by the V for Vendetta movie, and I have a little one, not big enough to wear, but I have a little one, you may recall. And he was wearing it on the top of his head. And his statement was, because, I mean, now the tables have turned. Now, when the government wants you to wear a mask, these people instead are showing their face. You know, and I do think it's interesting. People say, well, at least when you wear a mask, the facial recognition doesn't work as well. No, but gait recognition works fine. And gait recognition is virtually 100%. But anyway, I love my family. I'm really concerned, especially for my kids. Obviously, there is no love being shown to them. Love as described by the Lord. Love described by the institution. Oh, yeah, you can find that love, but not love described by the Lord. It's simply not there. But then there's grace. And I wonder if anyone in my family will have that grace. My lady, I love you.